Buck, when you look at a few of the miscues you've had, whether it's the punt return or other things like that, is it a detail situation? What are you seeing in some of the big plays that have occurred with your units?
Yeah, so with the punt return this last weekend, we opened, it was our first punt, and we left it in the middle of the field. We're supposed to kick punt right, left it in the middle of the field with 3.2 hang time against an elite returner like Travis Benjamin. We can't do that. It puts you in trouble, puts a lot of stress on your coverage team. That's on me. I got to get Riley ready to go. He's got to come out of the gate hitting a good punt, a good directional punt, and we knew that Travis Benjamin was a guy that we had to stop. That was one of our first objectives going into that week, and I didn't do a good enough job of preparing him to do that, apparently, and so I got to be better with that. I got to be better with that coming out of the gate. We can't give that up. I'm letting our team down and our staff down. I got to do better.
How do you determine situationally whether to kick to a guy on a punt or to kick away?
You look at the characteristics of the returner, for sure. I mean, a guy like Travis Benjamin, a guy like Tyreek Hill, other guys across the league, guys who have that home run ability, you can't just serve it up to them, as we say, we use that saying. You can't just serve it up to them in the middle of the field, out kicking your coverage, et cetera, et cetera. You have to have a game plan going into it to make them work to field the ball and work to have a returnable punt. So, and then two, we have to play great coverage. I've got to get our guys to be sound in coverage, leverage, and all the rules that are supposed to take place during coverage. They got to know where they got to be and how to fit it.
Mm-hmm. When you face a home run hitter like Tyreek Hill, why would you ever just not kick it out of bounds?
Yeah, a lot of people do that, and that is one of the game plans, no question. I mean, people do that all the time to him. Last year, it happened often, and it happens right now. And so, yeah, that's definitely something that's in the playbook for a guy like that, no question.
When he does get his hands on the ball, what makes him so? Obviously, you know him well. What makes him so difficult to contain?
Difficult to his courage, number one, because he'll catch it in traffic and he'll try to steal it. And so you can have coverage bearing down on him, and the gunners will be in his face, and he'll still return it because he has so much confidence in his speed, and he also has confidence in the other 10 guys who are blocking for him, and vice versa. That is huge. Those guys know every time they line up on punt return, hey, we got a chance to house it, so let's block our butts off, man. And they give that much more effort, and that's what we're trying to get here going. Guys know that it could happen anytime. You're just one block away, from having it on film. If you look at the film, with those guys, they're an established entity, and they know that guy's got the ability to take it to the house every time. And it's so they feed off of each other, and that's what makes them great and tough to stop. Mm-hmm.
Do you think Cody's return can give you guys a boost?
Yeah, if Cody's playing, there's no question. He's an elite gunner. He can be a very good returner for us. He's a fast guy out on the edge playing on punt return. Definitely. That would be a big shot in the arm for us, no question.
On the kickoffs, what goes in the decision sometimes as to whether to take it out of the end zone or take it in?
That's based on a couple things. It's, for example, last week when you're playing a kicker with a philosophy like Nick Novak who drives the ball with low hang time and doesn't kick it deep, you got to take a shot at that because you don't get that very often in the NFL. You're catching the ball with less than 4 second hang time. The kickoff coverage team is not even to the 30-yard line yet. Huge advantage for the return team. So it's based on that. And then it's also based on game situation as well. Like the last one, when you're down and they're kicking off to you, if they keep it in the end zone, you should take a shot on goal. And that's what happened with the last kick return, I was talking to Vance, say, hey, do you want to bring it out? Yeah, let's take a shot. And it ended up, it was a pretty good return by Langley, excuse me. And so it's based on basically those two situations. Yeah. And who you have back there, too. I mean, if you're injured and you're going with a guy who's just back there just to secure the ball, then you want to stay in the end zone and take it to 25.
How healthy does Isaiah have to be this weekend for you to feel comfortable and be effective?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that's going to be based on what the training staff says, Vince and Greek and those guys. They're evaluating him and seeing how he feels, and he's giving them feedback. So we hope Isaiah's ready to roll. But if he's not, it'll be next man up, and we'll go.
All right.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it. Appreciate you guys.